K-A-Y-T, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. K-A-Y-T, praising the Lord.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Right now, because he has given us, he has woke us up this morning, he has given us a chance to come and worship with him on this morning, because he's already in the house. We got to come in, and we should just come in with a clear heart on this morning, asking him just to clear our mind, clear everything out of our heart today but love. We just ought to be showing love to each other right now. That's what it's all about, loving each other, looking out for each other, helping each other. We ought to just be rejoicing at this time. If we can, let's stand and give God some praise on this morning in this house at New Scott Island Baptist Church under the leadership of Bishop Lionel Smith, where he teaches us the word that God gives him for us to follow. Amen. Oh, Father, we come to you on this morning. This morning, oh God, day that you have given us, oh God. We just want to just tell you thank you on this morning. Tell you that we love you, Lord, for this chance, oh God, to come into your house that you have given us, oh God, a house that you have built for us to come and worship you, Lord. We ask, oh God, that you continue to look over our families, oh God. Continues to give us the strength to follow you, oh God. Give us the strength to understand your word, oh God. We thank you for our bishop on this morning, oh God, and ask continue to keep your loving hands around him, oh God. Continue to build him to teach us and move us forward in you, with you, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for the choir this morning, oh God, that they sing for you, Lord, not for us, oh God. We pray, oh God, for the elderly, oh God. We pray for the sick and shut in on this morning, that you just touch them on this morning, oh God. I ask for a special prayer, oh God, for my mother, oh God, this morning, oh God, that you touch her, oh God, this morning. We thank you, oh God, on yesterday, oh God, for Sister Bell, oh God, for the rejoicing with her, oh God. We thank you, Lord, at this time. Only you, Lord. Only you, Lord. And we give it all to you on this morning. God, you might touch someone that might not know you on this morning. Let them ask, what must I do to come to be with you, Lord? We just ask, oh God, you show them the way, oh God, and that we might be able to do something this morning to lead them in the right direction. Let us be that light, oh God, the light here on earth, oh God, that you set us out to be, oh God. We thank you this morning, oh God, and ask, oh God, all these prayers in the name of Jesus this morning that you just hear us, oh God. Amen.
Glad to be in the house of the Lord on this morning. Bless God, he reigns, yes, and he rules forever. Amen. All right, anointed vessels, let's get ready.
Sing the praises to our King, for he is the King of Kings. We sing the praises to our King, for he's the King of Kings. We sing the praises to our King, for he is the King of Kings. We sing the praises to our King, for he's the King of Kings. Give him glory, for he is the King. Give him glory, for he's the King of Kings. Give him glory, for he is the King. Give him glory, for he's the King of Kings.
He reigns. a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. One more time. One more time. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 3. We're going to read from verse 12 to verse 17. Amen. Those of you that went to Miss Bell celebration yesterday, didn't we have a good time?
Oh, Lord.
Wasn't the Lord in the house? Amen. Amen. It's good to go and have fun without getting drunk. Amen. Amen. I've been on both sides of the ladder, so I can speak this morning. Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Lord is able, my brother. Amen. Galatians chapter 3, 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And in verse 17, and whosoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. May the Lord have a blessing for the readers, the listeners, and all the doers of his holy word. And once again, you're in New Scott Island Baptist Church. In a loud voice, let us all say, amen. Amen. Amen.
Welcome, Holy Spirit, we are in your presence. Fill us with your power and live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit, we are in your presence. Fill us with your power, live inside of me. You're the living water, never drying fountain, comforter and counselor. Take complete control. Oh, welcome.
Welcome, Holy Spirit. We are in your presence.
Fill us with your power, Lord.
Live inside of me.
Holy Spirit, you
welcome.
Fill us with your power,
fill us
Lord.
With your power.
And live inside of me.
Live inside of me.
You're the living. drying fountain.
Comforter and
counselor.
Take complete control.
Comforter and
counselor.
Take complete control.
Slumber, you taught me early this morning with the finger of love, Lord. Open my eyes to see another day that I never saw before, Lord. And all you told me to rejoice in this day, Lord. If I had 10,000 tongues, Lord, I couldn't thank you enough, Lord, because you've been so good to me, Lord. You brought me from a mighty long way, Lord. You brought me from a mighty long way, Lord. You brought me from the outhouse to the in-house, Lord. But now, Lord, I'm asking you to look upon the sick and the afflicted. Everywhere, Lord, I know you's able, Lord, because you are able, God, Lord. But Father, I come thanking you right now for thou son Jesus, who died, hung, and bled, that I might have a right to the tree of life, Lord. But now, Lord, I'm asking you to look upon the shed in right now, Lord. Let them know right now that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, Lord. And then Heavenly Father, we ask that you will look upon this choir, Lord. Lord, give this choir a song that they can sing that only heaven can get the news, Lord. Because that's what it's all about, is get in touch with heaven. But, oh, gracious Heavenly Father, come right now, Lord. Asking that you look upon Sister Bella right now, Lord. Lord, throw your loving arms around her, Lord. While she's weak at Lord, make her strong, Lord. And while she's strong at Lord, make her stronger in you, Lord. And everything going to be all right. Then, Heavenly Father, just look upon her whole family, Lord. Build them up while they are weak at Lord. And make them strong, Lord. Give that family the strength to stay together, Lord, because you say, together we stand, but divided we fall. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Let the church respond by saying amen.
Thank you. done it on our own. And Heavenly Father, we come to you right now to the altar just to give thanksgiving. But Heavenly Father, if there's anything that we could be just could be failing on, we bring that to the altar also, just so that you can give us strength, Father, so that you can have your way in our life. And Heavenly Father, just we just continually just thank you just for in and everything that you've done in our life. Heavenly Father, the Satan may even be attacking our bodies. He may be attacking our lives. He might be attacking our homes. But we come to you humble to ask you to just give us strength to just overcome it. Because we can't get caught out of your will, Heavenly Father. Because we know not the time nor the day that you'd be coming back. But Heavenly Father, just continue to just keep us hot in your word. Keep us where we have a thirst and understanding for your word. And just continue to just bless our homes, neighborhood. Continue to bless New Scholarly as a whole. And this I ask in Jesus' name.
When we receive his power, we receive the power that come from on high. The earth don't usher that type of power. We thank God today for all of you that's present today. We come to share in with you what thus saith the Lord according to the word of God from the Psalm 119. I want to say again, as has already been said before, we thank God for Sister Bell, Sister Carter, today being with us in our midst today. It's a blessing to have aged people in the midst of us that have been through the storm and been through the rain can help us to come through the storm. And I truly believe that we need to always give God the praise for bringing our ancestry before us and letting them set an example for us that we can walk thereby. You know, and I sit and listen at always preachers and teachers and stuff like that all the time. It comes to my mind that all we say about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is true, but they did them pass. Our day is at hand now. And we got to do what the words say in our day, that we can be on the writing of the wall of Jesus Christ, and that he'll be able to look down here and say, this is my beloved people whom I'm well pleased. See, their day is gone. They're history to us. Jesus took history and built it in the fullness that we receive salvation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I thank God today for all of this. And from the 119 vision of Psalms, starting with the 97th verse, and it reads as thus, O how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Though through thy commandments has made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precept. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from the judgment, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Though thy precepts I get understand, through thy precepts I get understand, therefore I hate every false way. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and I will perform it and will keep thy righteous judgment. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. And finally say, except I beseech thee, the freewill offering of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgment. You may be seated. Thank God for you. And I want to say to you in the word of my spiritual life depends upon the word of God. God's word is quickened when we believe it in our heart. His word is quickening us to become spiritual, our spiritual power. And if you walk by faith in the spirit, in the word of God, whatever God says to you, it'll be fulfilled through you. We cannot call God and ask him when we are not walking in his way. The Bible says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Say, God forbid that. We have to come in, we got to line up with the word of God. And you can't think less highly of yourself, nor more highly than yourself. You got to think with the mind of Christ. The Bible says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. And this is what we have to think. Sometimes we belittle ourselves by the culture. We say, well, I can't do this and I can't do that. You shouldn't say that, things like that. You should always be approved by God's word. He saturate yourself with the word of God. Stay in the word, read the word, understand the word, pray for understanding. God gonna open your understanding up. You don't have to have nobody to come to you and teach you. When you get in the word of God and the spirit take over your life, it gonna guide you and instruct you in all ways of righteousness. You're going to be able to live with all mankind regardless of how they stand. You can live with them because he told us to love even our enemy and be at peace with all men if it's possible. If you're giving me trouble, I'm going to walk away from you because I don't want to damage my soul. I want to be where God said, this is my beloved son whom I'm well pleased. I want to hear that voice. And if you're hindering me, I'm going to get away from you. Shun the very appearance of evil. And this is what God wants us to know today. We got to shun them. And the word says, yeah, I love thy law. It is my meditation. We got to read the scripture and just don't read it. Study and meditate on it. Think on it. Ask God for revelation knowledge. And he's going to give it to you. And that's going to help you to walk in the ways of life. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. But his of the Lord, and in his law, he does meditate day and night. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to the law. It is written therein. But then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. My God, if you stay with this word, walk in this word, believe in this word, speak thy word, and stay lined up with the word, whatever you ask God for, he's going to do it for you. It may not be when you get ready for it, but when he's ready, when he sees that you're ready to receive it, then he'll give it to you. A lot of time, he don't lie. A lot of time, he said, whatever we ask in his name, he'll do it for us. But we have to line up with the word. We got to line up. We don't line up, we can't get nothing. See, I can shout all over this building. If I ain't lined up with the word, I can't receive nothing. But if I'm lined up with the word, the more I shout, the more he exalts me, the more he picks me up, the more he gives me a spirit of joy in my life. We can't stand behind him. We got to stand with him. His spirit dwell in us richly in all things. And we need to know that. That's why we have to always give him the praise and the glory. Though thy commandment has made me wiser than my enemy, for they are ever with me. My God, my God. Jesus said, we don't have to worry about our enemy. They soon be cut down and gonna fall at our feet. So we don't have to worry about no enemy. You worry about keeping the ways of God. If you stay in the will of God, stay in the ways of God, God gonna elevate you. I teach this year, and I'm a living witness to this. I don't speak negative things. Negative things gonna cut you down. It gonna start you to doubting and have misunderstanding. It gonna cause confusion. Doubting will. You gotta be locked in on the things of God, the glory of God, the peace of God, the love of God. If you set your mind on God thing, everywhere you move, he order your footsteps. He orders our footstep, and he renew our mind daily if we open up to him. See, sometimes we think things that's out of order with God, but if we confess it to God, Lord, I'm sorry, I thought this a sister so, a brother so, and so, would you please forgive me? He's on the spot, because you mean it in your heart, and you took it to him when you did it, and the Lord bless you, and it comforts you, and it keep you. See, by keeping his word, the enemies cannot fight against you because of the Holy Spirit of God. See, the Spirit of God locks us in. See, what remember Jesus here on earth, he said, it's time for me to go back to my Father. I must go back to my Father. If I don't go back to my Father, the power can't come. When I get back, I'm going to send a comforter to you. It's going to keep you and renew everything in your mind that I've taught you, everything I said about you. He's going to bring things back to your remembrance. And there'll be nobody have to come to you and say, you broke ordinance so-and-so under so-and-so structure. Say, no, the Holy Spirit is going to speak to you on the spot. There's nobody in this building today that the Spirit been born again, that the Spirit of God don't talk to. Before you do anything that's out of ways of God, it's going to talk to you because you're his children. Parents gonna teach their children right. They don't teach them evil, negative stuff. They teach them positive stuff. They teach them stuff gonna help them to grow. And that's what the Lord does with us. He give us things gonna help us to grow. He don't want to cut me down. He want to lift me up, but he want me to stay in line according to his word. If I stay in line according to his word, he gonna bless me and give me strength and power to overcome all things. Your leaders should never be stumbling and falling. They ought to always be held up in high esteem. That's what God can use them to the glory, his glory. And then when they do something in Jesus' name, they should never say, look what I've done. It should be always, look what God has done. Look what he's doing. And I count it honor for God to use me even to do the least things among all the people. It's an honor. And I'm being blessed for obedience to God Almighty. And we need to keep that in mind. The verse says, I have more understanding than all my teachers. But our testimonies are my meditation. God, when you lock in, Paul told Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. If you get in the book, read the book, don't analyze the book, read the book, savor the book, say, do what it say, walk in the ways of the Lord. When you call God, he'll answer you. He told us to go in a secret closet and pray in secret, and he's going to reward us what? Openly. He mean that he can't lie. But it's on us. I tell people all the time, when we don't get the joy that we ask God for, it's on us somewhere we negligent. It ain't got nothing to do with God. He's a perfect God. He's a God that knows all things, does all things according to his purpose. And he give us what we need according to what he know we can handle. He wouldn't give me $1,000 and I can't handle 100. God's sharper than that. He very sharp. Sometimes we in the midst of the storm, we want to know why we ain't got this, why we ain't got, why I can't pastor a big church, because you can't handle it. God ain't going to put you out there for a shame. He going to put you out when you get ready to go out. When you get ready, he going to say, son, go now in all the world and teach, preach all the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to be with you always. Whoever the enemy will come against you, I'm going to be right there with you. He can't harm me. He that is in me is greater than he that's in the world. We got to keep this in mind all the time. Eyes is on every believer in Christ. People watching us, they're trying to find faults in us because we go to church and we say, Jesus is this, Jesus is that, he can do this and he can do that. And if we fail, waver, they're going to point their finger at us. So we have to be watchful in all things. Whatever we do and say, we have to be watchful. You can't let Satan come in. God help us. This is what tore the church up and tearing the church up these very days. Satan will come in and start whispering in your ear. Say, I know that's the word, but don't pay no attention to that. That's where you just lost there. Because when you get out the word, the Bible says this, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. I turned Smith down for what he was teaching. I turned the Lord Jesus down too. If he taught what the Bible say, and I rejected what the Bible say, then I rejected God. The Bible tells me the Ark of Covenant represents God, the holiness of God. And he told us, I give you pastor now after my heart. And I don't want you to worry about the Ark of Covenant anymore. I'll put him in the place of the Ark of Covenant. And he's going to preach to you, teach to you, and then he's going to be a living example to who I am. Not who he is, but who I am. He's going to be a living example to you. You got by laboring in the word daily, a greater understanding than the old covenant people. So what Jesus did, he fulfilled the law. The law was our schoolmaster. It taught us the things that we need to know basically. But when Jesus came after 42 generations, what he did, he made illuminated himself by the word of God. And he said, the law back there was just bringing you to where I am right now. To bring salvation, bring joy, bring peace, bring happiness to you. And now, look, you was a wretched and undone now, but by confessing me and believing in me, my death, burial, and resurrection, I have brought you back to life. I have given you life, and now you got a choice. Choose me or choose death. If you choose me, you got life. If you choose yourself or choose somebody else, some other man, you're choosing death. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man gonna come to God except they come through Jesus Christ. We got to keep that in mind. Jesus is the only way that we need to go. If you go any other way, going in the wrong direction. He said here, say, the old covenant that somebody had, they had a priest or somebody come to you and say, you broke so-and-so law. Under the law, the penalty for this law is death. Get beheaded, cut your finger off, cut your hand up, pluck your eyes out. But Jesus say, forgive thy brother. He overtaken in a fault. Ye which is spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, unless you be also overcome just like they were. See, sometimes in the church, sometimes we try to set traps in the church. In this very day, we try to set traps in the church for people, which is our brother and our sister, but we should never do that. If you ain't picking him up, leave him alone. We've been down a long, long time. Now it's time to come above the water. Teach and preach the things that's helpful to you today. Moses, I don't need to talk about Moses. He did a good job. Meekest man in all the earth. I need to talk about me and you today. The circumstance and the situation we in today, if this word can get you out of it, if you give heed to it. I'm not so great that you got to listen to me and do everything I say, but I guarantee you, if you do everything the word say, you will be delivered. You will be delivered. You see, I've framed my feet from every evil way that I might keep the word. Lord, have mercy. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. Did y'all know that? The Holy Ghost is given to us, but we justify the Holy Ghost within our own being. We call on the Holy Spirit, which is with us today, all of us today on this earth. We call on the Holy Spirit to keep us. We got ask the Holy Spirit to do this, that, or the other for us, but you got to be in compliance to what the word says. If you're not in compliance with what the words say, you end up with sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. And we don't want to be there. We got to walk away. He that's in me is greater than he that's in the world. So everything I do, I should be conscious and meditate all the time on what the words say. If I stay in what the words say, I'm doing what the Lord says. But if I get out of the will of God, it's going to also let you know. Anybody in there, I'm the honest one, maybe. Honest one, I was finna do something wrong, and the Spirit said, don't do it. Am I the honest one? Well, that's the Holy Spirit of God. That's God's mind in you. That's God's will in you. That's God's word in you. That's teaching you. When we study the word, implant the word inside of us, what the word do is just like an agitator in a washing machine. What the word does, it don't make you perfect time to get it. What it does is like the agitator, it do this little, and y'all forgive my language, you put water and soap in it, poop, and it beats the hell out you. And that's the perfect of God's word, to beat the hell out of all of us in him and put his Holy Spirit inside of us to make us walk right, talk right, sing right, and do the things that he say are right. This is what God wants us to do. Time you get born again. I've seen this. So you feel with the Holy Ghost. I think that's the protocol that you got to go through. You first got to be saved, sanctified, and then feel with the Holy Ghost. Three steps there. So when you get saved, thank God for you. You can receive the Holy Ghost the same day you can. But you got to really commit your ways to God. You got to be going through something. Got to be tested. And if you stand, God shower up on you. He showers on you. He empowers you to go through the night, go through the day without stumbling. Thou have not departed thy journey, for thou hast taught me. I don't run from the word. I don't run from the word of God. I read the word and it convicts me. I go back and read it again. It still convicts me. I read it again. Convict me the third time. I say, Lord, forgive me. Whatever that's out of order with me, bring it to my remembrance, and I'm going to straighten it out. And then I got to straighten it out because he gave me three times to straighten it out. And then I ask God to forgive me, whatever it is, for my transgression, my sins, or whatever they are. And the Lord will wipe my slate if I mean it to my heart. He'll wipe my slate clean, and then I'm clean as I ever will be. Sometimes we torture ourselves. We make mistakes and we torture ourselves for years and years. What I did yesterday ain't got nothing to do with today. Choose today who you're going to serve, not yesterday. Joshua say, as for me and my household, we're going to serve the Lord. You know, love started in the home. Please hear me. Love start in the home. If you don't show no love in the home, you definitely can't show it in the streets. You can't show it in the church either, because it ain't in you. You got to be implanted. You got to plant the seed inside of you, which is the word of God. That's why Paul told Timothy to study. See, people tell us all the time, well, the scripture mean this and mean that. I don't like to be around them kind of people. I'm serious. Don't tell me what the scripture means. Show me the scripture. Let me read the scripture. Let me read the scripture. Let me meditate on the scripture. And God revelation knowledge gonna give me understanding. We got to take it like that. If we never we receive it. Sometimes we let people just tell us and tell us and tell us. We don't never get our Bible. And first thing we say, well, you know, Dr. So-and-so gave me this. But doctor just like you, he a human just like you. He a person just like you. So you need to study the word. If you study the word, God will bring completeness to you. Matthew 5:48 said, be ye therefore what? Perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is also perfect. I know people say all the time, Reverend, you know I ain't perfect. You ain't got to tell me that. I already know that. But you can strive for perfection. You just ain't, lady, I ain't perfect, so I do what I want. No. God will spew you out of his mouth. And you'll become nothing. We got to strive. If the word say the Lord is my shepherd, I got to strive to be a shepherd boy. not outsmart God, but to do what he said. To walk in the light as he's in the light. The Bible says you won't fulfill the lust of your flesh. This is where we got to act with God. We got to be like this with God. He said, how sweet are thy words? That's where you go home and you got to hunger and thirst after righteousness. How sweet are thy words unto my taste? Yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. God help us, Jesus. The sweetest thing on earth, according to the Bible, is honey. You can get all the sugar, pour all the sugar in the cup you want. Nothing beyond honey. It's nothing sweeter than honey. So if you call your wife or your girlfriend honey, you're telling her she's something sweet. So you tell her she's the sweetest thing on earth. Now, I'm telling you. That's according to the Bible knowledge. From the Hebrew translation, which is the original translation of the Bible. So what you did, his word, is sweeter than honey. And the honeycomb, the one that holds the honey. It got to be sweet too, huh? In order to hold all the honey, it got to be sweet. So what we know here with the word is you're supposed to hunger and thirst after the word of God. You're supposed to desire the word of God. You're supposed to, everything you do, you ought to combine it in your life with the word. If they say, I'm going uptown to buy me a suit, I should be praying, Lord, let me get the right price. Let me get a good deal, Lord. Bless me to get a good deal, the right price, Lord. And when I get up there, the man going to meet me and say, hey, brother, I got a deal here for you. God just answered my prayer. This is what we got to do. It's in our day now. Not yesterday. It's the day for us today. We're trying to please God by being a messenger for him, by receiving his word, receiving everything that he's given unto us, that we can please him. We work on this earth now just sometimes just show out, please people. Yeah, I've been through all that. I can talk about that. I used to be a famous baseball player, and when the people be hollering for my throwing arm, I thought I was the Lord himself. Brag on me, and that went to my head. I started walking, you know, here. Yeah, yeah. I'm missing line here. All that insertion of the enemy, he put that in my head. Want me to get besides myself. Start thinking it was me. It wasn't the way God was blessing me to do these things. It was all in my corner. I had to come out of the sky. I had to come out of the sky. See, the Bible says, don't think too highly of yourself. See, love everybody. Love your enemy. Love those that despitefully use you. Say all manners of evil falsely. Love them anyway. Do good to those that do bad to you. Now, I know that's tough sometimes. I know it's tough. That's why we have to stay in prayer all the time. Because folks will get to you now. Don't you think you sealed, locked up where nothing can't touch you. Let me tell you something. Wives and husbands, God help us. Me and my wife was together 55 years. Every now and then, she sees something I didn't see. I seen something she didn't see. But we stand still. The Lord gave me enough sense to shut your mouth up, boy. And go on about your business. Wisdom come from knowledge and understanding. It's produced wisdom. Knowledge and understanding produce wisdom. And what wisdom is, the right thing to do. Right thing to say. Sometimes my mother used to tell me, I'll tell you, boy, don't let your mouth overload your tail. You talking all that talk, can't back it up. Shut up. Through our precept, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every evil way. Hate every, when you know the truth gonna make you free. And when you see other people outside of the truth, it should bother you as a Christian. It ought to bother you as a Christian, as a believer in Christ. It should bother you. I'm always up front bragging on myself. And you know the Lord told don't lift him up, not yourself. And you hear me bragging every day on how great I am. Something wrong with me, y'all. I hadn't seen the promise of God yet. I don't need to brag. I need to show. Jesus said, all these, my disciples, you'll know them. But they have love one for another. And that's what we have to have. I have to show my justification in this Christianity and pastorship by the way I treat people, by what I teach out the Bible. And not just out of my mouth talking all the time. Everybody talk. You go anywhere and jump up. We have funerals sometimes. And when we get up in the funeral, say, 2 minutes, please. Say, well, Reb, I got this to say. Let me say this. You didn't spend 5 minutes and you still want to say some more. You got to follow the protocol regardless. We can't be unlearned or ignorant. We got to, and some people say, well, the Holy Spirit said this to me. Let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit is never out of whack. It's always in just, it's just. And it's always on time. And we lie on the Holy Spirit. Y'all help me, don't kill me. We lie on the Holy Spirit. Get up and say, the Holy Spirit told me, the Holy Spirit ain't told you to do it. The Holy Spirit speak what the Word say. It back up the Word. That's the whole purpose of the Holy Spirit, is to back up the Word. It replaced Jesus when he left here and went back to the Father. The Holy Spirit replaced him. And in the Bible, John 1 and 1 say, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. So the Holy Spirit not just verifying what the Word says. Now, God give you revelation knowledge sometimes to things. He'll give a prophet an overview of things that's going to happen, things to come to pass. He does all that. But you can't boast about it. You ought to be able to thank God that he showed me this or showed me that, and I related to my people, and they refrained from what they was doing, and God blessed all of us. We have to do it in that manner. If we don't do it in that manner, we're going to receive the old eight-plat word. The word, now watch this, we're going to close out. The word is a lamp unto my feet. A lamp unto my feet. We hold a light of life in us. And everywhere we go, the Holy Spirit order our footstep. And whenever we go anywhere, the light opened up the path for somebody else to come behind me. If you holding a light, the people that's following you, they ain't going to step in potholes and stuff. They're going to go straight with you. Jesus said this, whosoever will, let them come. Whoever come in my name, I will, Jesus.